Thank you very much. I just want to sort of say a bit about kind of the National Trust's interest in this. So we have around 1,800 agricultural tenancies. We get around £8 million from the Common Agricultural Policy at the moment. But most importantly, the reason why we're interested is back to our original charitable purpose back in the 1907 Act, which was looking at the promoting the permanent preservation of places of historic interest and natural beauty and the wildlife within for the benefit of the nation. So for us, we've been looking at the kind of the challenges for that charitable purpose over the years. It's changed. So sometimes it's been very focused on the kind of country houses and the threats to them. In the 1960s, it was around threats to the coastline, where we identified 850 miles of pristine coastline that we wanted to save, both by buying some of it, which is what the National Trust can do, but also working with governments around some of the kind of planning protections. And most recently then looking at the kind of the natural environment, which we've covered kind of a bit already. So in response to that, we had a new strategy that came out a few years ago, and Helen Ghosh, who's just left as Director General of the National Trust, made three speeches about farming and the natural environment and the role of the National Trust. The first of those at Country Fire Live a couple of years ago was looking at the need for public money to go on public goods, which is now at the heart of DEFRA's policy. The second speech was looking at upland areas, hill farming, and the challenges there, and thinking about actually kind of some of the other things that you might look at in terms of public goods, so around the kind of cultural heritage, around the traditions of farming in those areas, protecting that, the role of the National Trust in having much of the land holdings in the Lake District or in Welsh hill farming areas as well. And then most recently, last year's Country Fire Live event, looking at actually the kind of the challenge of there is a deadline coming up. We are about, if everything goes to plan, to leave the European Union. There will be an implementation period afterwards. We'll be out of the Common Agricultural Policy. There is a deadline that we need to face in terms of helping prepare for that, whether you are a conservation organisation like ourselves or whether you're a farmer and preparing for that and the need for clarity coming out of that. But I think for us going forward, one of the risks that there is what Ian Boyd talked about, incompatible stakeholder expectations. And I think there is a need, if we are to have a long-term policy, we need kind of long-term consensus around what that looks like. It is very tempting, I think, for the farming lobby and for the conservation environment lobby to engage in a war of words about what the future might look like. But actually, there is a lot of things in common, particularly, I think, around the National Trust's point of view. So the things that we are talking about is that we are talking about farming at the heart of delivering for the environment. It is a farmed environment that we are talking about. We are not talking about large-scale rewilding, large-scale clearances of land. We are talking more about delivering for nature, and that's partly also about the long-term environmental and economic sustainability of farming itself, and also thinking about rural life as well, the cultural traditions of Britain in the different nations that we all work in. And I think it's really important for us as we go forward to actually focus on where there are areas of consensus. The successful policy making from government, successful public policy depends on building that long-term consensus. The danger is that we fight each other over the scraps of money. That money goes down year after year. The important thing is to think that actually, what are we spending that money on? What are the outcomes that we're getting from it? We won't always agree, but there will be areas in common. And I think the real challenge will be making the case to the Treasury for why farming, why the environment needs money spent on it, that public money bit of the public money for public goods. And the real danger is, I think, getting into a kind of scrap about the areas where we do differ and focusing more on actually where areas where we can build consensus.